Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined today by Randy Engston. What's up, buddy?
Oh, what a special opportunity.
Special.
Just sit across from you once again.
Oh, show. All right, man. Well, let's jump into it. This is an interesting topic. We're talking about risk.
Yeah.
You know, let's go back to the day you decided to make a decision. I'm going to leave corporate America, or I'm going to do something on my own, and you decide you're going to sign the LLC and get a place and put your personal guarantee down. And, you know, really all of that was calculated risk.
Yeah.
You had absolutely some type of belief that I'm going to risk this, what is certain for the uncertain. I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to try, you know, or trust in yourself to, you know, make a better return on your time and money than what you are currently doing.
Yeah. So
but of course this is risky, right? This is, the chance you take to enter the arena of entrepreneurship. In fact, I think I talk about it all the time. The
definition of it. Yeah.
You need help with that, buddy?
No, dude, this is a serious topic. I got to roll my sleeves up for it.
He's just...
Yeah, he's like stuck, I know.
Locked in on the sleeve over here.
Our YouTube watchers will see.
The definition of entrepreneur is somebody that takes an over amount of financial risk. It's in the definition to run and operate a business. And it's funny because gym owners today, they will do that. They'll get it to this point and then they just stop being risky, or they stop taking chances, or stop believing themselves, or they stop looking at things as an investment and more as an expense.
Correct.
Especially when it comes to marketing, software, employees, coaching programs, all of the things that you would need to do to invest into your business to hopefully get you a better return on your investment.
Mm-hmm.
And gym owners pucker up. They just pucker up. There's very, very few that can see the broader picture and be like, if I do all these things, yes, I'm going to take a short-term loss, an investment, to a long-term gain.
Yeah.
And you could take it from the marketing standpoint, but you could also take it from revamping your model.
Mm-hmm.
You're in a model that's broken. You're in a model that needs to be rebranded or remodeled or changed, or price increases and all these things you decide not to do because there's a short-term discomfort for the long-term gain.
Yeah, the fear of you know, what could happen instead of
right, the
opportunity of what may happen to your benefit.
And it's 100% a mindset. Mm-hmm. And it's you can see it come from the upbringings of people. Cause when we start with coaching, we talk about life. We talk about, you know, sometimes how they were brought up and, you know, their fear of going in debt.
Mm-hmm.
There's all of these things that play into the decisions that an entrepreneur and gym owner make after they decide to sign on the line, and the old habits come back in.
Yeah.
And it's a trust thing. It's a, hey, I don't want to be bankrupt like my, you know, uncle or whatever the things were that keep you from making the right decision. The other side of that is you may not have all the information and you have to have some type of trust.
Yeah.
And that's hard to do in this day and age, especially with all of the scams that are out there we've all been scammed.
Sure.
I don't know. There was something going on. I don't remember all the details, but there was a scam going on and I kind of got caught up and I saw at the last minute, the email address was not, didn't look right.
Oh, like Facebook or, you know, like,
right.
I think it was one of those, like, you know, your account.
About to click on the link and then, you know, and then we had a friend that lost all of his cryptocurrency as a wallet because he clicked a bad link. So like, I understand the trust issues out there because everybody's trying to sneak you, right?
Yeah.
And I get it, but also, you're putting yourself at a disadvantage or a disservice over the long term if you don't take these big risks or little risks. You know what I mean? So, so there's software out there, right? And I'll tell you how I make decisions in this business all the time. We know a value of a customer. We know what the revenue per month is per customer. I look at all the decisions when it comes to financial investments around if I'm going to get X amount of members over the next X amount of time to offset the hard costs of what I invested in it.
Mm-hmm.
Give you easy an example. So if I was to put $1,000 into marketing, I'm just throwing a round number.
Yep.
In our average revenue per member is $500. Will this, and again, this is a recurring model that we're in. Will this $1,000 investment get me at least two clients so I can make all my money back in the first 30 days? Yes or no? That's the decision.
It's a decision. That's the decision.
They're very data driven.
Yep.
Very data driven. Is this thing going to net me one more extra client? Here's a great example. On stage at Grow Summits, a lot of times I know the lifetime value of a client is in this room, room, right? Because we get the forms filled out. I do the math and I get this number. And yes, the Iron Circle is an investment, right? You got to pay to be in the mastermind. But do you like it comes down to like 0.42 more clients per month?
Yeah, exactly.
Like can you get 8 more clients or 6 more clients per year, 12 more clients per year from the knowledge that you gain in this mastermind? Yes or no?
Yeah, and that's the simple. That's the way that we mitigate that risk or mitigate the fear that comes with the risk. That's really what it is, right? Data provides the logical understanding and comfort in decision-making that emotion doesn't provide, right? The emotions are going to tell you, stay safe. Don't take the risk. Stay to what you're doing. You know, that's the easy path. Taking the risk is the difficult one, but you mitigate and you feel comfortable making that decision when you can do it through data, interpreting the data, understanding the data. And I think that might even be one of the foundations of gym ownership is if you don't have the data or you don't know what data to look at to make those decisions, that's where you got to start.
Yeah, right. And so that's why we have our math and marketing training that we offer all of our coaching clients. It removes all the fear.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, did this make money this month or didn't it? It's like yes or no.
Yeah.
It's either over one, the ROAS, or under one. That's our KPI for that math.
Mm-hmm.
It's either yes or no. And the thing that frustrates me is gym owners are playing way too damn small. You go in and you half step everything, you pussyfoot everything, and you're just playing small because you're afraid, because you don't have the information.
Yeah, and that's where a lot of it.
So go get the damn information to make the decision, and then go big.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're not. Best quote I've that's hit me in the last probably 5 years. Jay Abraham, I was at this event, and I don't know word for word, but it went like this. Your only goal in business is to deploy that capital in that business better than you can in any other alternative.
Mm-hmm.
Like smart. the point of your, like, let's just say you're in a gym business and you put X amount of capital, let's say you put $250,000 in this thing. Are you going to get more in return with that $250,000 than any other option out there? That's your goal in a business. And to me, this isn't a secret. The gym business isn't the way. Isn't the long-term financial freedom that everybody's hoping for when you get in this business. It's a great business. You help people. And this is like, well, Tim, aren't you a gym owner coach kind of guy? Yeah, but I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't tell you the truth. The truth is there are way better ways to deploy your capital for return on investment than owning a gym. I don't think any gym owners really like arguing with me on this.
Yeah,
especially when you have friends and family and other businesses and you see how easy it is to obtain customers and people line up at the door and all of the things. I'll give you a great example. Discount Tire, right? You look down the road and even though with electric vehicles and everything else, everybody's got tires.
Yep.
Okay. Have you ever been in a Discount Tire with a flat tire in the morning? Like, oh my God, I got a flat tire, and to get it over to Discount Tire.
Sure.
There's a line out the door before 6 a.m., before they open.
Every day. There's one right that's literally one of the closest businesses to my house.
And you see
every
a line.
Single day, there's, and because they do free air too, right?
Free air.
For their customers.
Sure.
So every single day, there's at least 10 to 15 cars every morning getting their little you know, problem solved.
Well, if you have a flat tire, out of business.
You don't have a choice.
You need to go to work. You need to get errands done. You need your tire, right? And unless you know how to fix the tire yourself, you're going to go over to Discount Tires, Big O, or whatever. We don't have a line out the door trying to give us money every day.
Yeah. And as much as we think we would, given the situation, you know, society.
We just don't.
But no.
It's very, this is a very difficult business. It's very difficult to obtain customers. We're selling products that people really don't want. They don't want to work hard. They want the easy button. That's why Ozempic and all these other drugs are so popular. They are literally the easy button.
Sure.
That everybody's looking for, the magic pill.
Yep.
And we don't sell that. You know, a conscious gym owner isn't selling a quick fix. They're selling a lifelong transformation, a lifestyle, all of the things that would say, hey, this is a rest of your life.
Yeah.
I need you to work out 3 to 4 times a week for the rest of your life.
Do you know what forever sounds like?
Yeah. And that's really what we're selling.
Yeah.
We don't have a line out the door like Costco. We don't have people throw money at us like just whatever.
Yeah.
To think that you could think of another, you know, a restaurant in town that's just like.
Well, I mean, nail salons, tanning salons, like all of the other ways, even from an aesthetic standpoint, right? There are much easier ways to go make yourself feel good about the way you look than walking into a gym and doing what you know you need to do, bottom line. And there's millions of options.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, if you're going to look at the hierarchy of is the gym my priority versus going to get my nails and hair done today, sure as hell, that's a much easier, you know, quick decision for somebody than the hard work and delayed gratification that comes with what we sell.
It's a brutal, brutal truth, the sure. brutal reality. We have to know this going into it. And so, you know, the risk that people have to take, you've already taken the risk. You've already signed your personal guarantee for the release that you're in. So why not like go all in and do the hard things that you need to do? Change your model, run the marketing play, get the automation, buy the coaching, do the things instead of just playing in this under the radar kind of level of this business game.
Hey guys, as you know, at Built to Grow, we're all about systems and scalability. And that's why I want to tell you about one of our sponsors, Semi-Private Pro. Several years ago, I was in our gym looking around and I noticed our coaches were staring at their clipboards, struggling to stay one step ahead of the clients. And I thought, gosh, there has to be a better way. So I tasked Zach, our fitness director, and I said, dude, we got to find a software that would enhance our clients' training experience and increase our coaches' levels of engagement. See, we're all about client experience here. After countless demos, we realized there was literally nothing designed for our training model. So we set out on a mission and I said, look, we got to create an app that is designed specifically for semi-private training. And I can tell you guys this firsthand, this is taking our training to new heights and I'm confident it can do the same thing for you. See, with Semi-Private Pro, you can streamline your training system, enhance client engagement, and scale like never before without spending hours on programming. To learn more about how you can get started with Semi-Private Pro, head on over to special link here, semiprivatepro.com/BTG, that's Built to Grow. So just head on over real quick to semiprivatepro.com/BTG to check out a demo for yourself.
I think some of it comes down to level of comfort and just the area of whether it's expertise of the owner or just the areas of comfort, right? A lot of gym owners are trainers that have stepped up and now have a business, but what they know is the body. They're tacticians. They know the... That's where they put their emphasis and that's where they believe and equate the success of a business comes from is the direct result of their clients. I see it all the time on when I talk with gym owners that are entertaining our accelerator and I ask them, you know, what does your marketing for the last 6 months look like? What is, you know, what areas of the business is the money coming from? What areas are you reinvesting into the business and things like that? And more often than not, the areas that they are spending money is things like equipment, programs for, or, you know, education around programming, continued education around certifications and things like that. And they'll throw money at that stuff, feeling like it's going to give them the ROI because your clients are going to get a better return, but they'll do it for year after year after. There is a point of diminishing return when it comes to how qualified you are to get somebody a result. Mm-hmm. It doesn't take, you know, an astrophysicist to get somebody to lose some weight, to move better, feel better, build some strength. Like you have this seat, you're already the gym owner. I'm pretty sure you're probably qualified to get the result, but you as the gym owner are sitting there and you're like, I don't know those areas of, I don't even know the KPIs and the numbers of the business that I should be focused on. But I sure as hell am not going to invest in a coach because that's not my comfort area. Or marketing, right? I don't know how to get clients through the gym. Therefore, I'm going to do nothing but what I've always done, or I'm going to rely on referrals. It's like you have to put your time and attention in the areas of your weaknesses. You have to go intentionally educate yourself in the areas of the business that you aren't comfortable with, that you don't know, so that you are willing and able to take risk to grow the business, not just get your client a better result.
Yeah, it's a harsh reality.
It is.
In the counterintuitive thing to this whole entire thing, it's the weirdest thing, is the better you are at your business, at getting results for your clients, the faster they leave. Think about that. It's the wildest thing, right? Every gym owner's had this happen to them. They've got a client that's like a big, case study for them. They lost 80 pounds over the last 9 months and they're just rocking and rolling. They saved this guy's life or this woman's life. And then they quit. They said, thank you. I'm out of pain. I solved my problem. Thanks to you. They'll give you all the credit. Oh my God, it was amazing. Thank you so much. I'm going to kind of go on down the road. You check the box. And every gym owner is like, oh my God, I have had one of those clients where you got this amazing result and then they quit and you can't fathom it, right? You're a gym owner. Like, oh my God, we finally did, we got this person, the results, they love us. They'll be here forever. It's the opposite. They will leave.
Yeah.
And, in our Iron Circle, this was a chatter topic on one of our gym owners in the Northeast. He had a client that lost 100 pounds.
Yep.
Left, I'm going to do it on my own. And now he wants to come back because he can't keep it off.
Mm-hmm.
And it's ironic, right? Because, why would you stop doing the thing that got you the results that have been so great in your life and you're just going to stop it?
Yeah.
You think all... For the last 48 years of your life, that the thing you were doing before that didn't get you the result, you're going to go back to doing that.
Let's go back to that.
Let's go back to doing that. It's just weird, right? It's just we are in a weird industry, weird business, weird model, the psychology, the feelings, the body images, the pain, suffering, all of the things. This is the game you chose. The point is if you've chosen this game, you've decided to put yourself in one of the hardest industries in all of business, you're going to go ahead and do this. Don't play small.
You can't be toeing. Yeah.
You got to go all in.
Yeah.
You got to go all in. Go back to the first book, Built to Grow. Yeah. All in. It's like the third chapter or something.
Yeah. And, it does. It blows my mind. I mean, because gym owner after gym owner that I talk with, I mean, they've been in business 4, 5, 6, 10 years. And I'm like, all right, what does your marketing look like? How are you growing your business at this point? And it's like, well, I'm relying on referrals. Word of mouth. That is not a strategy for growing a business. That is not an intentional decision
We'd be out of business if that's all we did.
Absolutely. Most businesses would.
Or, to cover this overhead, we'd be out of business. If you're going to be in the back of a warehouse in a garage and you got, a dozen or 50 clients or something and you just one or two a month is great, then... That's it. That's where you're gonna live. You're gonna always be there.
And
are you satisfied with that?
That's the question you have to ask. There you go. And because I literally had that question with a gentleman yesterday that was entertaining our business accelerator, and he's like, I'm at this number. I want to get to these numbers, and but I don't know what I want to change in my business in order to do all of that and stuff. And I was like, well, before we get into the business itself, have you as the owner said, all right, this is a business. This should be a asset in my portfolio that pays me a dividend. What does that look like for you? What do you want this business to do for you as an owner? You took the risk. Mm-hmm. Is it going to pay you a dividend? Are you tired of paying out of pocket every month to keep the lights open for your, could be a glorified hobby for some. If that's what you want, that is a byproduct of the decisions that you make within the business.
Yeah. And look, guys, this is no knock on people that are in this kind of level that isn't like millions of dollars a month.
Yeah.
But you have to be okay with being there. That's really the kicker here. That's the whole thing we're talking about here. If you're not happy with where you're at in life, your gym, your business, your clientele, your day-to-day, if you're not happy with that, what are you doing to change it? What are you investing in to get you the return on investment that will allow you to remove yourself from what your current state is.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, that's the question.
Well, and it comes back to, I mean, there's a, well, I don't know who said it, but there's a quote. It's like, you can't, you know, you can't complain about the results you didn't get from the work you didn't do. And if you're in a position where you're unhappy with the revenue from your business every single day and you're not doing anything to move the needle of your business, this is that wake up call. It's not, we're, again, we're not knocking you, but this is your opportunity to make a different decision tomorrow, to grow, to put your time, attention, start educating yourself, whether it be, you know, this podcast is a great place to go, whether it's joining a program or a coach, or just, I mean, you could, the internet has tons of information out there. You obviously have to sift through and decide what's right for you to use. But if you're not doing something to move the needle of your business, you also shouldn't be complaining about the lack of revenue that's, you know, yep, happening.
And that's pretty much
just what it comes down to. But the path is there. There are, you know, when we talk about the average $16,301 a month, that's the average revenue per training gym per month. That is not where, you know, the circle that we hang with, the gyms that we work with, that is not even close to where their revenues are. We're, you know, multiples of that. But it's because they make an intentional decision to do different things than what got them $16,301. And that's our challenge for you. You have to start investing in yourself in the areas that you're uncomfortable, that scare the shit out of you when it comes to spending money and things like that. You have to understand it in order to make the decision that's right for your business. Mm-hmm. But the understanding and the education, all of that is up to you to do and get. I leave almost every one of our calls the same way. We only work with a handful of clients every month. We don't have massive volume in our business, right? So I tell everyone, I go, I'm not here to convince you left or right. My position here is to provide you with the information that allows you to make the right decision for your business. Ask me those questions. Ask me what you need in order to be comfortable to make the decision. Do we need to talk about the program a little bit more? Do you need to talk to other people that have sat in the seat? But if you're not going to do any of that, then you're making an uneducated decision and you're probably not going to move the needle, whether it's with us or with anybody else.
Right.
And, you know, and then, man, I couldn't imagine signing a personal guarantee and putting all of the risk and all, you know, everything on my shoulders, but then not also pursuing the reward.
Yeah.
You know,
you gotta, there's an ROI. So,
yep.
It's either a negative ROI or it's a positive ROI. So what is your return on investment? And do you have all the information that you need to make the decision to move forward? There's a billion ways to go. If it's with us or if it's anybody else, you know, if you have questions about what we do, link will be in the show notes. But you got to go all in. You can't just half-ass it. Make 2025. I like kind of this time of year because it gives you like, okay, you look back. Here's everything I did wrong. Here's where I'm at. Here's what I did to get here. Is that where I want to be or do I want to do something else? It's, you know, it's funny though, because everything that we talk about, it's either this is the information. Do I like it or do I don't? And I make a decision.
Yeah.
Not everybody's like our brains. So it's very emotional and like, oh, you know, I want to make all these changes and all this stuff. And I'm going to upset people.
My clients won't mentality,
my
right?
My clients won't do that and all the things. So, that's another topic for another day, but hopefully you listen to this and you're like, okay, now it's going to do some self-reflection. You're going to look at, you know, your business. Where are we at today? Are the decisions I made to get here where I want to continue to be, or do I want to make a step up next year? It's up to you. Hopefully this helps you guys. Until next episode, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.